The story-sharing frame of attraction. Imagine two different kinds of public speaking situations. One is horrifying and would give us all nightmares. The other is fun and enjoyable, and everybody would love doing it. First is the horrifying scenario. Imagine you are up for the job of a lifetime, massive pay, massive benefits, huge office, highly respected, in a company that is going to conquer the world one day, and it's down to you and three other candidates. The four candidates and the board of directors are all in one room. They are sitting and the candidates are standing. The board members fire off vicious question after vicious question. They ask you to comment on each other's answers to previous questions. And they absolutely pounce on any sense of uncertainty or a vague answer. And this is a last man standing kind of interview. Whoever lasts the longest gets the job. And these interviews in this example are legendary, sometimes lasting 10 to 15 hours. Now consider another type of public speaking. You've learned of a magic place in the forest, a tiny, tiny stream that offers instant healing. All you need to do is dip a spoon into the water, take a couple of sips, and all your problems are gone. The rules are pretty simple. The directions to the stream can never be written down, only transmitted orally. No water can be taken away from the stream. And there are stream monitors who make sure the people who line up to take a sip behave orderly and politely. Your job is to stand in front of the forest and give people very detailed instructions on how to get to the stream. That's it. To tell them something they very much want to know. Consider these two opposite streams of public speaking. Terrifying versus easy and validating. Now think of having a simple conversation at a party. Two different frames of mind. One is the accept-reject frame of mind, like the horrifying interview. The other is the let-me-share-something-cool mindset, that of a genuine storyteller, a friendly conversationalist who doesn't want anything in return other than some positive feelings on the faces of his or her listeners. This is the kind of presence that you can learn to resonate, that you can learn to emanate, the I-want-to-share-something-cool-with-you presence, the kind that is extremely attractive, the kind that makes people feel good simply by being around you. The kind made up of very specific details that you can easily learn. Not only learn, but continue to get better. To become more attractive. To become more charismatic. To become more magnetic and more enjoyed by others. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.